At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
Five oceans, seven continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
In this episode of Little Explorers, let me take you to the land of Thousand Hills. The smallest country in East Africa, Rwanda for us today. Rwanda is officially called the Republic of Rwanda and it is a landlocked country. Its capital is Kigali. Its official languages are Kinyarwanda, French, English and Swahili. And the people living there are called Rwandans or Rwandese. It's located very close to the equator and is bordered by Uganda, Tanzania, Burundi and Democratic Republic of Congo. The country has really a high elevation, which is why the name Land of Thousand Hills. Some very interesting facts about this country are, it is the only country in the world where people participate in national service activities every last Saturday of month, along with the country's president. Yes, and it is one of the top five most developed countries. It is one of the safest countries in the world as well. The country also has very good internet connectivity, leading to digital revolution there. Everything is done online. There is an underwater lake called Lake Kivu. And from there, with the help of technology, methane gas is extracted and it is turned into electricity. Rwanda has 5 volcanoes, 23 lakes and quite a number of rivers. There are also national parks. Akagera, the largest national park, known for the big 5 animals. Nyungwe, the greenest national park, which has a natural forest. It is famous for chimpanzees and many endemic bird species. And Volcanoes National Park, which is home to mountain gorillas. In happier times, how do we like to commute? Most of us hop in our cars and then go from one place to the other. But in Rwanda, there is one day which is a car-free day and it promotes exercise and healthy living. The country also promotes its local artists. Hence, everywhere, local art is on display. Historically, Rwanda and the neighboring country of Burundi existed as separate nations before they were colonized by the Germans in 1894. And they got their independence from Belgium in 1962. They were later on bifurcated into different countries. And it is also a major producer of tea and coffee. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. Rwanda's flag is a horizontal tricolor with 3 stripes. The top one, which is of blue in color, is half the size of the entire length. And rest of the 2 stripes, the middle one of yellow color and bottom one of green color, take the next half equally. And on the blue side, towards the hoist, is a sun. That's the flag of Rwanda for us. To know about other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast and don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Little Explorers.